Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
With us in studio, as promised, is Dr. T.J. Alger. He is with New Spine Chiropractic. With new offices here in the Des Moines metro, we're going to talk a little bit about the business of chiropractic medicine and what sets his practice apart from so many others. Doctor, welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Michael. I appreciate the opportunity.
You know, when people see your picture, they're going to go, oh, wow, is this guy a good-looking dude? What's going on here?
I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know about that, but all right.
We'll take it, right?
Yeah, we'll take it.
All right. So why chiropractic medicine? What got you into this?
Well, I've always had a passion to help people, and I wanted to do it in a holistic way. And I actually had a family friend growing up, and my dad injured himself, and I just always tagged along to the adjustments. And I got adjusted periodically throughout my life. And when I was in college, I graduated from Simpson College. When I was an athlete, I also got adjusted during that as well. And I just decided to look into it. And I found a school that I liked, fell in love with Kansas City, and
here you are.
Went there to do my schooling.
and when you go to chiropractic school for medicine,
yeah,
is it, I mean, are we talking a big student loan issue here?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes, we are, Michael. Yes, we are.
I've kind of figured that, just like everybody else. My brother is a retired physician now, and he was in podiatric medicine.
Okay.
So, yeah, I get it, especially when you're in that realm. What should people know about chiropractic medicine today that is different from maybe 10 or 15 years ago?
Today, I think that it's more moving towards, it's kind of going back to how it was created, which was the power that made the body heals the body. Back when Dee Dee and B.J. Palmer created chiropractic right here in Iowa in Davenport, right. That the best time to go to the chiropractic office is when you feel good, when you're not necessarily in pain, you know. And there's a few reasons for that. One, because you adjust better, and you know. It's total body wellness. It's preventative care. You know, we don't wake up in the morning and only brush our teeth if our teeth are hurting.
Right.
We brush them every morning to prevent something bad from happening.
And that whole idea has really caught on with society recently. I mean, this whole idea of preventative care, a holistic medicine, you mentioned that earlier.
Yep.
These are all trends that we're seeing more and more of, and keeping people out of the hospital and treating them before they have issues.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
One of the things that I think is interesting about your business, and we had a conversation prior to you coming on air, was that you have a bit of a different business model.
Yes.
Which I think is really intriguing for many people to learn about, because, I mean, who knew, right? So explain what your business model is at New Spine, and so folks have an idea.
Okay. Well, we are 100% insurance free, so we are self-pay or cash, and the benefit of that is that we can be very affordable, so we can choose our own fee schedules. The insurance companies aren't telling us what we should pay for this service.
And you don't have to negotiate with insurance companies.
Correct.
Arm wrestle with insurance companies. It takes away time from patient care.
Yes. And that was one of the things I fell in love with New Spine and this cash model, is because I want my patients to get 100% of Dr. TJ. And if I'm in the back of my head worrying about insurance, you know, maybe not. That's taken away a little bit. And the person that's on my table is most important at that very moment. And so I wanted to eliminate those distractions.
And this has a real effect on, well, on billing, doesn't it? On charging. Your rates, if you will, are affordable.
Yes, it does.
Because I've seen the sign.
Yeah, we got the big sign there, and that's the reason for it. We want people to know. I want to be able to treat as many families and persons in this community as possible, and so I want to eliminate the main reasons why people don't go see their chiropractor.
You mentioned that at Simpson you were in sports. What'd you play?
I played football for 4 years.
Yeah. How's the head?
I'm okay. I made it through chiropractic school, so I must not have been too bad.
But, you know, one of the things about you, and the first time I met you over at your office is Apple Valley, Windsor Heights, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. One of the things that I met about you that it was really invigorating is your passion. I mean, you're really into this. And not only are you into it, but you're a happy guy.
Yeah, yeah, I'm having a blast. I've only been there since May 30th, and I'm having a blast, you know, treating these wonderful people and caring for them and loving on them. I love and appreciate everyone that stepped in the door, everyone that's called, everyone that's welcomed me. I always knew I wanted to be here.
And that makes a real difference, because one of the things I think that patients, people, shoppers, whatever they happen to be, they want to matter. They want to matter to whomever is they're buying stuff from. Those companies or those businesses that don't really care and they think that the patient or the customer is just a number, they're going away.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, we're seeing it all over the place. And you have another unique thing. Do you need an appointment at your place, or you can walk in?
At New Spine, you can walk in. We've made the hours 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 12 on Saturday, and you can walk in and whenever it works best for you.
Yeah, it really is an interesting model. And this is the first location, correct, in the metro?
This is the first one in Iowa, yes.
So are there plans for New Spine to maybe open up others? Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm not going to put the cart in front of the horse.
I understand.
That's an old saying, I think.
Yeah, it is an old saying. But and that's wise. You know, you don't want to overreach, especially.
But yes.
But
yes.
I would imagine so. There are... One of the things I think that is amazing, there are chiropractic physicians. I mean, you know, you can't swing a cat and not hit one. I mean, they're all over the place, for crying out loud. And no knock, but are there enough patients to go around?
Absolutely, there are. One of the things about chiropractic is we only see 8 to 10% of America's population. And Des Moines, we actually see about 11 to 13. So Des Moines is actually really good. They're really they like their chiropractors.
Got it.
And so, but that still leaves, you know, a lot of people that aren't
sure.
under care. And that's the population that I'm after.
What's the most common malady that people come to you to talk about?
You always see the neck pain, back pain, headaches.
Yeah.
Those are by far the top three. And I don't know one over precludes the other. They're dead even.
I mean, they're probably somewhat interrelated.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So if you fix one, you might be able to fix the other.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. That's true. In our office, we do full spine adjusting. So even if you have low back pain, that doesn't mean that, you know, we check full spine.
Yeah,
we
got
to make
it.
Sure that full system is clear.
Yeah, and it all does matter. I have to tell you, the one time, I mean, this goes back 30 years ago, I had a chiropractor adjust me on a bar at a nightclub
in
Kentucky. That's a story of the ages.
Yeah, I might need to hear more about that story, Michael.
You don't want to hear it. I don't share that with many people. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Dr. T.J. Alger, and he is from New Spine. We will have links to his clinic so you can find out more about him, and we'll also have photographs up there so that you can see what a handsome young man this guy is. No wonder he has all the folks coming to him in Windsor Heights. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate it.
Great to have you here. I really do get energized when people are so positive about what it is that they do. Thanks so much for joining us on this edition of the Business News Hour. We had a kind of a crazy day. We were up in Sioux City on assignment all morning long, so we got back in town, had to rush to put together a Tim Hoskins interview all about what's going on with Questor. And then we heard from the Nadas. Jason and Mike were in talking about the business of independent recording, and of course, Dr. T.J. Alger. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, our producer today is Jerry Lee. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson, the liaison between our advertising agency and the Business News Hour. And the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director is Patrick Wood, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodliffe. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with the Business News Hour. Take care of yourself. Good night.